We are holding Daf Mem Hei Yomer Aleph on top. The Mora says, Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav, Nikfo Kinapa. Let's say you have Nikovim, you have holes in the Kono, in the windpipe. That usually Ocher is by the Kono, it's only Trefa by Psuka. That means if it's cut through Rav of the Kono, Rav of the windpipe, then it's a Trefa. So here the Shailu is, there are small Nikovim, small holes. It's a question, and it looks like a napa, like a sif. There are a lot of holes here. So loch is mitzvah from the ruba. If between all the holes together, the rave of the cotton is cut through, that's also considered a trefa. And even though there's no one hole that goes through a rove of the cotton, but since together a rave of it is cut, that's also called the trefa. This Gemara says most of Rav Yimri. Rav Yimri, here's the question. It says to the Gugelis, by the skull, sheyesh bo nekev echad oruch, if there's one long hole there, afilu yesh bo nekovim harbei, even though it's made up of a lot of different holes, mitzarfin lamole makadeach. You could put the different holes together and make it up to the shear of mole makadeach. That's like a surgeon's drill. In other words, that even though the trephis of the gugelis, if there's a hole there the size of a mole mekadeach, and here you only have a lot of small holes, you can start with them, that all the small holes together, they equal up to the shear of a mole mekadeach, to this drill, that makes a trefa. Alma, what do we say? Kivun the shear of mole mekadeach, since the trefus of the gogolus, of the skull, is if it's cut through the size, the hole of a drill, is the mole mekadeach mitzarfen, all the small holes are mitzarfen to that shear. So Chur Hochinam here also, Kivan the Shure Kisa, since the locher is, if you have a neck of a hole, that's Chosa some of the Kona, the Shir Trefa, is the Kisa the size of the coin of an Issa. Doesn't have to be Rave of the Kona. It's enough to have a hole the size of a Kisa. If so, here also the Kisa Mitzarfin, since you have a lot of holes here that makes the Kona look like a sieve, so therefore the holes are Mitzarfin to the Shir of a mole iser, so as long as you have to come on to ruba, as long as they equal to the size of this coin, this small coin, that also makes it for trefa. That's the kasha. Why do you say the shear is mitzvah from the ruba goes through rave? You don't have to have rave. It's enough that the shear could be lekisa. So where it says no, ishtamit sehod yom Rabbi Chalbay. He forgot what Rabbi Chalbay said. That Omar Rav Choma Bagruya. Omar Rav, the name of Rav Choma Bagruya Omar Rav. That nikovim sheish b'mchsarim. If there's a neck, if there's a hole in the corner, but it's missing some of the flesh there, then mitzaraf from the kisser and echnami. Then the shear to make a trefer is as long as it's wide enough the hole, the size of a kisser, the size of the small coin. But what's going to be v'shein b'mchsarim? Let's say the holes there are just holes through, but it's not a chsarim. Nothing is missing there. Just pushed aside the meat like. Then mitzvah from the ruba. Then it's only a trefa if you have rave of the kona that's cut through. So if we hear that we say that if you have these nikovim, kinapas, mitzvah from the ruba, meaning where the holes that did not make a chsarin, none of the meat is missing. It's only pushed aside. So such a case, then the shear trefus is the size of ruba. Therefore you have to have these nikovim to the size of rave of the kona. But yes, the shame of Chassar Mitzvah Meruva. Omar Rabba Ba'Bachona, Omar Bishra Ben Levi, Nitlo Heimenu Ritzua, Mitzarefes Lekisa. In other words, by the Kono, it was taken out a piece of meat from there with a Chassarin, that's called Nitlo Heimenu Ritzua, strap of meat like, and the Chiddush says, even though it's a long piece, it's not a round piece, still Mitzarefes Lekisa. And this long piece, if you make a circle out of it, it would be the size of a kisa, this small coin, that would also make it for trefa. Boy, minei Reb Yitzchak, banachmeni, Reb Yeshua ben Levi, nikvo kinapo mahu, what's going to be if there's a nekev that looks like a lot of holes and make it look like a sif? So who is the same shalirova? What's going to be by the kona, by the windpipe, if there are a lot of different nekovim, there are a lot of different holes there that make it look like a sif? What's the shear to make it into a trefa? So Amalei said, listen, we said already, that nikovim sheish pem chsarim, if this holes are holes that go through the kana, that makes it missing some part of the meat there, it's a chosar, it's missing, then mitzdaas from the kisa. Then you only have to have the size of a small coin, the size of an isa. That's enough to make it for trefa. But for shein ben chsarim, let's say there's no chsarim in these holes, then mitzdaas from the ruba. Then you need the size of the trefa, it has to be rave of the kana. That right of the corner has to be a hole that cut through. Now the Gemara says, "Be oif amai." What's going to be the shear of nekavim in an oif? Also, let's say you have by the corner. Let's say you have a hole in the corner, and it's chosar. How big does the hole have to be to make it for treifa? The Rashi says here you can't say you have to have the size of a kisa, because the whole oif is like the whole veshi, the whole corner is not that big. So what's the size of a hole in the corner of a oif to make it for treifa? So my some Rabbi Yitzchak ben Achmeinu l'didi miforshim le'minei the Reb Lezer, I was explained the pshat in this from Lezer that nekatloi omanichai api akonah means you cut around where the holes are on the corner and take the holes and put api akonah on the top on the entrance like the hole, the opening of the corner. Sim choifes reiv hakonah. If the hole would cover over rave of the corner, that's called the treifa. V'imlav k'shera, if these holes like do not cover over rave of the opening of the corner, then it's called the k'shera. That would be the shear, how big the hole has to be by the corner of a knife. Amar Papa says, v'simnecha, what's the simon over here? Lafia, remember like a sieve. If you remember a sieve, Rashi says, kein shayisim anapa shemnichim shamiriyo zenob, that you leave things around the opening of it. That's the way you measure the treifas by the corner of a knife. Now the Gemara says, what's going to be nevchos for kedelis? Let's say, like by the corner, it was cut around on three sides of it, but it's still attached on one part. So it's like opening like a door. Like part of the corner was cut through, but it's still attached on one side. So what shear of a nekev is this to make it a treifa? Some Rav Nachman Kadeshi Karnes Issa L'Rachpoi. It has to be wide enough, this opening, that the coin of a Issa could go in the Rachpoi its width. Rashi says, Shir Godel Huzem Issa, it's a little bit wider than Stam and Issa. Dochi Bina Nichnas V'yotze, here it's a little bit bigger. Bishum Dein Kan Chson is not really missing anything, the meat is still attached. V'yadela Seisim is a Nekev, like the piece of meat, the piece of the corner is still there, still attached, just like covering it over. Therefore, just the size of a iser will not make a treifa. It has to be a little bit wider than a treifa. It has to be wider than an iser. So that means that kdeisha yichnas isla rochpoi, that the iser goes in and out the width of it. Now the Gemara says nistiko. What's going to be if there's going to be a slit in the corner along the length? And before we had a psukas hagageris, if it's cut in the width, if the hole goes through right of it, that's a treifa. What's going to be if the slit, the hole, goes along the length? Again, there's no chsern, there's just a slit in the corner. So Amar Rav says, Afilula nishtaya boye l'chulia achas l'malo, v'l'chulia achas l'mata k'shera. Even though the slit goes all along the corner, there's only a little bit left on top, a little bit left on the bottom. Rashi says, chulia means tabas, that there's a ring's worth on top and a ring's worth on bottom. Rashi says it means three rings, but even though the slit, the cut goes all the way along the length of the corner, similar to k'shera, it's not doing it to the width, and we'll soon see why. Omru, they said over time in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Omar, so he said to Rabbi Yochanan, my chuy, to come around. What are you talking about chuy? What do you mean by rings over here? Rather, he learns Elaima, afudu lo nishtaya bo elamashu. Lemalo, mashu, lematos k'shera. Even though the slit goes down the whole length of the corner, and it's only a little bit left over on top, a little bit left over hole on the bottom, still it's k'shera. As long as there's no chosar, it's just going straight down, it's not a treifa by the corner, we'll soon see why. Omru kaimei to Rabbi Yechanon, nisar front of Rabbi Yechanon, mishmei to Rabbi Yechanon, that yochi yomel hu, this is what he said over, that yadinin chavrayim bavloi, lefushiki haitaima. From my chaverim in Bavel, military rushes of Yenison, the Bavels came up from Bavel, they know to understand this reasoning, because he was Mashabeth, and they said very good. And the reason is, Rashi says, when the slit goes along the width of the corner, since the corner is moved up, it's moved, it stretches the corner. So when you start to stretch it, if the hole went along the width of it, it'll eventually crack the whole thing or break the whole thing. Mashenkein, if the slit goes along the length of the corner, then even though the corner like stretches, it won't tear, it won't open up wider, it won't open up anymore. So therefore it's still called ksher, it's not called a trefa, as long as there's a little bit left on top, a little bit left on the bottom of it. Yeah. Talmud Gemara says, Tanu, we learned, Rabbi Chiya by Yosef, Kaimid Rabbi Yechanan, he learned in front of Rabbi Yechanan, that Kol Atzava Kula Kosh L'Shchita, that the whole neck is a mokum where to make a shchita, it's kosher to make a shchita there, mitabas hagdola, from the top ring. Rashi said, that's Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, we had the machlokes before on Daf Yudches, is mitabas hagdola ad kanfei reya hatachtoina, until the bottom unya of the lungs, the bottom lobe of the lungs. That's how long down, that's how long the corner goes, that's how long the windpipe is, that it's mutter to make a shchita there. That's called from the tabas hagdola all the way on top, until all the way down to the bottom lobe of the lungs. Omar Rav says, Tachtoino Shilal Yoina, means the bottom one, which is really on top, that's called Tachtoino Shilal Yoina. So Rashi says, it means, the first Rav, Tachtoino means Kishabein Metluy, when the behemoth is hanging, Taino Unyos Kitanis, that's the small lobes of the lungs. Shilal Yoina, which is the top lung, Kishoichsim Bekona, when you hold upon the windpipe, that's the and vareya tluy lamata, and the lungs are hanging downwards, then it's the top lobe. So that's how far down the corner goes to have a mokum shchita. The Mora says that again. The Rebbe said tachtoni shel yoina shaniyam, because I say kol sha poshetis savara. Anytime the animal like stretches out his neck, vareya, and he like eats, he pastures there, that's all called a mokum hashchita. So that goes all the way down to the bottom lobe of the lungs. But the verse says, v'vad b'provading shlei tanis, that the animal can't stretch out its neck extra long. The anus like force its neck to be stretched out, then it's not a mokum shchita anymore. Now, boy Rav Chanina, v'itaymusam say Rav Chananya, on sa'atzma mahu, what's going to be if the animal did stretch out its neck, and you made a shchita there after it was stretched out on the bottom part of the neck? So take it, that's a good suffix, if that's still called the makom hashchita or not. Now, Yosef, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Nofik Musa ben Minayu, they were sitting with Tamar talking and learning together, and it came out a locha from them, that onas b'simonim v'shocha psula. If someone like grabbed a hold of the simonim and stretched it, not by the animal itself, but somebody stretched the simonim of the throat of the animal by force, and he made a shchita on the part that he stretched out, slochlis psula, that's for sure not a mokum shchita anymore, that's psula. Nikev hakono lamat min achozo, what's going to be if there's a nekev, there's a hole in the corner, below the chazer, below the breast. So locher is nidin kureya. They already has a locher like the ray itself. And if you have a nekiv in the ray, it's a trefa. A nekiv in the corner itself is not a trefa. The corner is only psuka where rave is cut through. But once it gets this far down, below the chazer, below the breast, that's where it has a locher like the lungs itself. And in the lungs, the ray, any small nekiv makes a trefa. Now, Tanu Rabban went like this. Aizei Chozo, what's considered the breast, the Chozo of the animal, which is Nagaya to give it for Matnas Kuna, is the Haroya Sakarka. It's the bottom part of the animal that sees the ground. That's called Haroya Sakarka Lamato Ad Hatzav, from the bottom until the neck, and Lamalo above Ad Hatkaris until the stomach. Now, Chotech Shtei Tzalois, you have to cut off the two ribs. Mishtei defines on the two sides, Eilich v'Eilich, on both sides of it. V'zeh chos, that's considered the breast of the animal, hanitin l'kanim, that is a matnas kuna that goes to the kain, as Rashi says, by a korban shlomim, that the pasuk says the chazor and the shoy goes to the kanim, this is called the mokum of the chazor. Now the Mishnah says that nikiv krum shomayich, there's a nikiv in the membrane of the brain that's also called the trefa. Now Rav and Shmuel the Yamatavah, they both say kormo iloi. Why is the membrane around the brain? There are two of them. There's a top one and a bottom one. So it's enough that kormo iloi, the top of membrane, if that has a neck with a trefa, afagav loyin kiftito, even though the bottom membrane does not have a neck through it. It's enough just to have the hole through the top one. For Yarmilo, and some say no, ad the inkuf titoi. No, the trefa is only until the hole goes through even the bottom membrane also. The Omreb Shmuel ben Achmeni, v'simnech, what's the simon over here? Chayso de mitnach beimoicho. So chayso is like a sack, like a bag, de minatach beimoicho, the moich, the brains is lying in, put in. In other words, it's the bottom membrane that's right around the brains itself. Oma Rabba. Bar Bachon Om Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Kinegdai the Beitzim Nikur. Says by the Beitzim, testicles of the animal, it's also Nikur. Rashi explains that there are two membranes around them. Like even though by the brain, the bottom membrane is very thin, it's hard to tell it's even there. So similar to know that it's real there is like the by the Beitzim. There clearly it's nikka, the two membranes that grow, the two skins that go around it. Omer Shmuel Belpazi. Omer Bishul Belevi Mishum Bakaporo. Moyach, the brains. Kol Masha B'Kedera. Anything that's inside the Kedera is Nidin Kameich. Anything that's like in the pot, like in the round part of the brains, that's for sure. Rashi says anything that's in the skull. Before it starts to go down, that for sure has a locha like the moich, that any little nekiv there makes it a trefa. Hischol limsheich, let's say the brain starts to come down, starts to go out of the skull, starts to come down, hischol limsheich, then nidikachut hashedra, then it has a locha like the spine already, nidikachut, and there we say the trefa says, bepsikas areva, she says, if it's pasek, if the hole goes through, reg of it. So therefore it's only the top skull, it has the loch of the neck of Mashu, but once it starts to extend downwards, then it has a shear of Reif. Now the Gemara explains, Omeheichen Masel Limshech, where do we say the brain start to, like, come downwards? So Amrav Yitzhu Banachmeni, he explained that the D, to me, before Shalem in Evi Yishu Ben Levi, I was explained this in the name of Yishu Ben Levi, that really Kimin Shnei Pulim, there's like two beans there. Looks like beans there by the